This election night, C-SPAN delivers something different. Not just the presidential race, but the state races that will decide the balance of power in Congress. Follow C-SPAN Tuesday, November 5th on TV, online, or on the free C-SPAN Now video app.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Yes, I have rarely seen you as excited as you are about this Hoover.
I'm so excited. Number one, it's not a Hoover. So you said to me this morning, we're going to talk about your Hoover. It's not a Hoover.
Oh yeah, you said it is a life-changing device that operates on two levels.
Correct. That's exactly it. Understated okay. as ever. It's called the Dyson Wash G1. Now, I don't know. We know that you are a fancy princess, but are you a cleaner?
Yes, I do. I like to buy one appliance, never have to replace it, but buy a good one.
Okay. This is for you.
Okay.
This is, as I said, the Dyson Wash G1. People will know Dyson over the last number of years for their beautiful looking vacuum cleaners. They also are now in the beauty game with hair dryers and straighteners and all the
and
rest.
And that stupid hand dryer.
Do you not like the hand dryer?
Yeah, all it does is blow water onto the floor.
Yeah, it's not great. I also don't like the sound of them. But anyway, but this is a two-in-one device because people, I suppose, are tight on space. They want to optimize. They're like you. They want to invest in something that will stand the test of time. So this, not only will it sort of suck up the debris on your floors, but it'll also mop them. So you take it out of the box. And it looks, for all intents and purposes, a big enough vacuum cleaner in that the bottom part of it is wider and chunkier than your standard vacuum head. You have two water tanks. There's the one on the top where the clean water goes into. And then there's a water tank underneath where the dirty water goes into. And the sort of base of the Hoover is covered in microfiber cleaning pads. But there's also a debris tray. So if you have hardwood wood floors in your house or tiled floors in your house, rather than having to go around and sweep the floors before you mop the floors, which can be a pain in the face and a full body workout, what you do is you fill your water tank, you crank the arm of the vacuum back a little bit, and then you just waddle around your house and it cleans and mops all in one go.
So it hoovers in front of itself. Is that it? It has a front bit that hoovers and then a back bit that mops?
All at the same time. So the moppy bit, let's break this down. The moppy bit also has a vacky bit and it vackies while it moppies.
I see.
Do you understand?
You got me with the technical terms.
Go.
So does that mean that you can't use it on carpet?
You can't use it on carpet. So this is something to be mindful of. It is expensive. It's €700, which is a lot of money.
That's about as much as I've ever heard anybody spending on a Hoover.
Well, there are like some of the Dyson ones, depending on, you know, that there's ones that are very good if you've got animals for animal hair and so on that are quite expensive. So this is, there's no denying this is an investment purchase. What I will say is, number one, it is very impressive. I had thought that my kitchen was clean because I'd gone around with one of those flash speed mops and I'm very particular. The gunk that came out of the dirty water tank was horrific. Iver a doe is that there are alternatives out there. More and more brands are starting to do these two-in-one type devices, again, to save space, but also to just optimize the investment that you're putting in there. I spoke to Kieran Cudahy a few weeks ago about a Bosch two-in-one vacuum, which is similar in concept in that it looks quite like a Dyson in that it's the all-in-one, but you can swap out the vacuum heads. So you've got one that will do the vacuuming alone, and then you can swap out that head and then put on a different head that has mop panels that are stuck to it. And again, you just, instead of using the debris tray for debris, you put water in it and it'll mop your floors.
But for the Dyson, you're fully committed to both functions all of the time.
Correct and right. So that is something to be mindful of. But I do think if you are someone who likes investing in high quality technology that will last, look at the 2-in-1 options. As I said, there's the Bosch 2-in-1. Or there is something like this, which is the Dyson Wash G1. I have to say, I was impressed by it. 40 minutes of battery life, which is
plenty. It's not corded.
No, it's completely wireless. It comes with kind of like a drill battery that you put on charge. You get around 40 minutes out of the charger. You know, there's no denying that this is one of those ones that you'll put on your list for the Christmas sales. or, you know, for the Black Friday sales, that kind of thing. It's an investment for sure, but it is impressive.
What about emptying it? Because if it has a grey water tank, that means that you're going to be dealing with gick a fair bit.
You're dealing with a fair bit of gick from that tank alone. So you do have to empty that tank. You pour the water out, but then it self-cleans, which is very cool. So when you are done, there's a little LCD screen on the front and you can click through to the menu so it will self-clean. Also worth noting that the debris tray where the gick from the floor, like the little bits and pieces that it vacuums up, that is very easy to empty. If you like, you know, it takes 2 seconds. It's also very easy, and this is one thing that I really like about Dyson. It's very easy to take the different parts off the vacuum cleaner if you so wish. So, you know, if there's hair caught or whatever it might be in the spinny bits, and again, technical terminology, it's very easy to take it apart, clean it. But the self-cleaning mode is great to ensure that the device is fully clean after you do your deep clean of your floors. So again, very impressed, but it is spinny.
And again, the it costs €700 and I assume Dyson.ie and wherever you buy your Dysons.
That's right.
Load of questions coming in as always, anytime you're here, just a couple of quick ones. Can you repeat the name of the reference-based ChatGPT equivalent that you gave previously?
So I use Copilot, Microsoft's Copilot. If you are a Microsoft 365 customer, it is free and it is excellent. It's the one I use all the time.
Another one asking, have you any experience with Swappy? This is the company that rebuilds or refurbishes iPhones and other phones and sends them back out. Have you experience as to whether or not what they sell is worth buying?
Yeah, my brother bought his iPhone from it. Also worth noting that Swappy and Refurbed and mintplus.ie, they do more than just phones as well, but they are very good. Those three in particular are very reputable, very good price. Just check and be sure that you understand the condition of the phone that you're buying, because there's different criteria. So there will be excellent, there will be very good, and there will be good. Each of those websites will have their own definition as to what that means. So, for example, if you get a good one, it might have some scuffs on the back or something like that, but the functionality of the phone will still be perfect.
Jess, thank you. That is Jess Kelly, News Talks Technology Correspondent.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
This election night, C-SPAN delivers something different. Not just the presidential race, but the state races that will decide the balance of power in Congress. No political pundits, no spin, no commercials. Just the candidates, the results, and you. Follow C-SPAN this election night, Tuesday, November 5th, on TV, online, or on the free C-SPAN Now video app.